Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Apple's plan to localize its supply chain is shifting into top gear. Danish Khan reports that the iPhone maker has built a network of 17 equipment and tooling partners in India over the past 2 years. Apple aims to increase local content in India-made iPhones to match levels in China within the next 3 years and has partnered with capital goods makers such as Titan Engineering, Jyoti CNC Automation, and Bharat Forge. Turning to fintech, PhonePe has filed documents with SEBI for an IPO via the confidential route, seeking to raise around 12,000 crore rupees through a pure offer for sale, as first reported by Money Control's Ashwin Mohan. Walmart, Tiger Global and Microsoft are the three shareholders looking to participate in the offer for sale to dilute around 10% stake. Meanwhile, Prosus is set to invest $350 million in ride-hailing firm Rapido, marking a 50% increase from its earlier plan of $200 million, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Srikant. As part of the deal, the Dutch investment firm is expected to buy Rapido shares valued at $223 million from Swiggy, which will exit Rapido in a move aimed at mitigating conflicts of interest. On the policy front, southern states are set to benefit the most from GST rate cuts. Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Karnataka may see the steepest drop in inflation, provided producers cut prices, an analysis by Ishan Gera shows. The analysis indicates that Kerala's CPI could slow by as much as 1.37 percentage points, while Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Karnataka are also expected to see reductions of over 1 percentage point. India's insolvency regime faces a reality check. 3.8 lakh crore rupees is stuck in pending clawback from promoters of bankrupt firms, with 1,396 avoidance cases filed across bankruptcy courts in fiscal year 25, reports Pawan Brugula. Despite court orders sanctioning clawbacks worth 65,650 crore rupees, actual recoveries are dismal at 6,434 crore rupees. Indian IT firms are staring at some near-term headwinds. Rashpshaw and Debangana Ghosh report that the Trump administration's proposed wage-based H-1B visa system, along with a steep $100,000 visa fee, could hit Indian IT firms. Since these companies typically apply for H-1Bs in lower-wage roles, they're particularly vulnerable under rules that prioritize higher-paid, higher-skilled applicants. Gold continues to shine bright for investors. Ravindra Sonvarne reports that the precious metal has outperformed Indian equities for the fourth consecutive Diwali to Diwali period, with MCX gold surging 40% since last Diwali, outperforming the Nifty's 5% gain. Gold has beaten Nifty in 7 of the past 8 years. And finally, Muriam Faruqi reports that hotel chains such as Ibis and Rubystone Hospitality are passing on GST cuts to customers, reducing room rents by 5 to 7%. That translates to savings of as much as 525 rupees per room night. Some hoteliers, however, cautioned that the lack of input tax credit may squeeze margins in the long run. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.